long, Willie. And so long to me when I was young.
Willie Mack is coming up. It is going, gone.
I came up at a time when all of the great names were still playing.
Chevy said today that he is retiring.
It's not a sad day.
Here comes McCovey. McCovey at the plate. Listen to the ovation for McCovey.
Along the way, you kind of prepare yourself for this day.
One never, ever forgets the roar of the crowd. He'll hear it the rest of his life. And if you'll listen closely, so will you.
For fans everywhere, KNBR 68 presents Willie McCovey, 1980. Tribute to a giant.
McCovey swings. There's a drive deep right field. Way back is Valentine. It is going, gone. A home run for Willie McCovey, number 521 of his major league career, which moves him into a tie with Ted Williams for the number 8 spot in baseball history. Willie McCovey has led off the fourth inning with a long home run over the right field fence here at Olympic Stadium in Montreal.
And from the very beginning, it was obvious that number 44, Willie McCovey, was somebody special.
Here you were, barely 22 years old in your first major league season, and you hit 13 home runs, but you hit them. I see names on here like Warren Spahn, Sandy Koufax, Bob Buell. These are not just easy pickings.
Well, that's right. Those guys you just named is among the all-time greats, and that's one of the things that was so great about my career, and the fact that I have played this long. I came up at a time when all of the great names were still playing, like the Warren Spahns and the Bob Buells and the guy that I broke in against, Robin Roberts. All these guys are Hall of Famers.
From July 30th, 1959, 521 home runs plus countless thrills. 21 years of giving baseball is all. And for us, came a sad day, June the 22nd, 1980.
The big news here at Candlestick today was the announcement of the retirement of all-time great giant Willie McCovey.
That means, of course, Willie, that that's a little while off, and in the meantime, you're going to be here available and hope to help the Giants win some baseball games.
Well, that's right. That's because that's the reason why today is not a sad day for me, because I will be around a few more games, and it's possible I will get a few more at-bats, and who knows what might happen. So, like you say, it's not a sad day, and it's possible that I can win a few more games before it's over.
Here comes McCovey. Willie Mack is coming up. Listen to the ovation for McCovey. Willie McCovey will bat for Nepper. Willie Mack getting a standing ovation here. He's out there on deck, and now starts the trek up to the plate. Listen to the roar for Willie McCovey. Now he's being announced. Another roar in response to the announcement. Up here with two men out, a runner at first, score tie. Swung on and hit in the air, the alley in right center field. A base hit going all the way to the wall. Then he's hitting around third. He's coming home. There is the relay to Lopes, no throw, and the ball game is over. McCovey with a double and a run batted in, and the Giants have won it. The congratulations are all for McCovey. The Giants are mobbing Willie Mack, who delivered a double to drive in the winning run. Willie McCovey with the Giants all around him, coming across the first baseline, heading back toward the dugout, and this crowd is on its feet as one in a salute to Willie McCovey. This crowd is still on its feet. They'll want an acknowledgement from Willie McCovey, I am sure. The Dodgers are headed reluctantly down toward the runway in the right field corner.
Fans still on their feet applauding Willie McCovey, who appeared as a pinch hitter in these, the closing days of his career, and delivered a ringing double to right center field that scored Rennie Stennett with the winning run from first base. And the chant of "We want Willie." The crowd and the chant of "We want Willie." Apparently McCovey has gone all the way back to the locker room to get a brief respite between games of the doubleheader. The crowd still on its feet, peering down toward the dugout. And they've started to chant again of "We want Willie." But there's no sign of Willie so far. The chant still of "We want Willie. We want Willie." So we're going to hold on here just a moment in the event that he does. In the event that he does decide to acknowledge the chant of "We want Willie," I'm sure that in order to do that, he'd have to come from the locker room all the way down from that right field corner where it's located to the dugout. Photographers are poised down there in the event that he comes out. They don't want to miss that. And the bat boy has just come out with a message for one of the photographers. So again, we're going to hang on here for a moment so that if he does come out and acknowledge the plaudits of the crowd, you'll be able to hear their acknowledgement of his acknowledgement. Members of the crowd still chanting, "We want Willie." He was mobbed by the Giants after he had pulled up at second base. And here comes Willie McCovey, holding his cap in his hand. McCovey in front of the dugout. Listen to the roar. McCovey waves his cap around and then marches back into the dugout. And so, once again, he has received the affectionate plaudits of the crowd here at Candlestick Park.
Then, July 3rd, 1980, Willie's last day in a Giant uniform at home. Lindsey Nelson, beneath Candlestick Park, and the loving fans who came to see him play that one last time. Lindsey Nelson in the Giants locker room, who put into eloquent words what we all felt.
This is Thursday, July 3rd, and it's a day that Willie McCovey always knew would come, but he never knew when. It's the day he puts on the San Francisco Giants home uniform for the last time. He'll be with the Giants in Los Angeles for three games tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. In fact, the mayor of Los Angeles has declared Saturday Willie McCovey Day in honor of the great Giants first baseman. He'll hear the roar of the crowd in Los Angeles, and he'll hear it when he's introduced at the All-Star game. Crowds will salute Willie McCovey from time to time the rest of his life. But today is different. Today is the last time he'll hear the waves of adulation poured down from fans who mix their cheers with pure love. It's a sound that some great athletes never hear. Oh, they hear the roar of the crowd, but sometimes it's a roar of appreciation, a roar of respect, a roar of recognition. But what Willie McCovey hears today will be the roar of love. It's pure gold. It's rare. It's addictive. And from time to time, the rest of his life, wherever he goes, whatever he does, there'll be times when Willie McCovey will hear in the increasingly distant past the roar of the fans, his Giant fans at Candlestick Park in San Francisco, the last day he ever played here, today. In a very little while now, Willie McCovey will move that long, lithe body from that locker toward that double swinging door on the far side of the room. It leads to the tunnel connecting the locker room with the dugout. He'll walk that distance of about 100 yards, his baseball metal spikes rapping out regular rasping sounds as they strike the concrete floor. Willie McCovey has made that trip literally thousands of times, but this will be the last time he makes the trip as a baseball player in a Giants home uniform.
And here is Willie McCovey with a runner at third, nobody out. McCovey at the plate, Clark at third, nobody out. Giants 2, Reds 1. Joe Price off the stretch. The pitch to McCovey is inside for a ball. Willie grounded to second, his first time up. A Now the Giants with a scoring threat here in the third. Clark leads away at third. The pitch to McCovey. Breaking ball. Throw back to third by Bench. And Clark dives back. Pitch was outside. Ball two. 2-0 to McCovey. And Larry Herndon on deck. Knight at third plays up. Concepcion plays up partway. Here's the 2-0 to McCovey. Swung on, ripped into right field. A base hit for McCovey. Jack Clark comes in to score. McCovey stops at first with a single. The Giants lead it 3-1.
Although he might not define it as such at the moment, it's a day of some sadness for Willie McCovey. The last day always is. And it's a day of greater sadness for the fans. It's not just a great baseball player they're saluting. It's the inevitable passing of their own youth. They're saying with a catch in their throats and a tear in their eyes, "So long, Willie, and so long to me when I was young." And the roar of the crowd today is the one he'll remember. As Lefty O'Doul remembered, as Willie Mays remembers, as Joe DiMaggio remembers. One never, ever forgets the roar of the crowd. And this is Willie McCovey's last day to hear this crowd this way. He'll hear it the rest of his life. And if you'll listen closely, so will you.
Rich Murray is coming into the ballgame at first base, and Willie McCovey leads. Full of great symbolism, Rich Murray has gone in to play first base, and Willie McCovey leaves the field. He comes out to face the crowd, take one last bow here at Candlestick Park as we go to the eighth inning, and here's Winston.
All right, Hank, Willie McCovey went to his position at first base and went around into each of the infielders and shook hands with each of the infielders as he was informed that Rich Murray was coming in, and then he went back into the dugout, was met by the manager, Dave Bristol, other ball players there, went into the dugout, and then the fans called him back, both hands over his head. He acknowledged the plaudits. The last roar here at Candlestick for Willie McCovey.
Then, July 6th, 1980, Dodger Stadium, as Willie McCovey puts on a Giants uniform for the last time.
Your final day in uniform will be in a game against the Dodgers. That thought enters my mind.
Yeah, that's right. I've thought about that too, Hank. And it should be interesting, really, because I'm the one guy that's left that know about that rivalry. And that'll make it just that much more special to me to end up against the Dodgers.
Coming out of the Giants dugout, here comes Willie McCovey. Listen to this crowd at Dodger Stadium as the realization that McCovey has come out of the dugout has just set in. The crowd is on its feet at Dodger Stadium. 47,899 standing and applauding in tribute to this great Giant slugger, Willie McCovey. Mark at third, Murray at first. Sutcliffe throws. McCovey swings. Hits it in the air to center field. Rudy Law is coming over on the run. Makes the catch. Clark tags at third. Clark is coming to the plate. He scores. It's an RBI for Willie McCovey in his final time at bat. And listen to this crowd. The Giants have taken the lead. The Giant players are coming out of the dugout to pound Willie McCovey on the back.
It's a day of some sadness for Willie McCovey. The last day always is. And it's a day of greater sadness for the fans. It's not just a great baseball player they're saluting. It's the inevitable passing of their own youth. They're saying with a catch in their throats and a tear in their eyes, "So long, Willie, and so long to me when I was young."
KMTV NBR 68, reminiscing in the Little River Band, and reminiscing is a perfect song because one of my heroes, and I'm certainly one of yours, is right here in the studio with me now, Willie McCovey. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Ron.
Yeah, it's such a great treat to have you here. I got to ask you right off the bat. I saw you do some color with Gary Park on Channel 2 this year for the Giants, and it, I think, added a lot to the telecast. Do you enjoy that? You really have fun?
I really enjoyed it very much, as a matter of fact. And at the time, I thought I might be doing that all season. It didn't quite work out that way. And there is still a possibility that I might be doing something like that in the future.
Well, I hope so. You are in such great shape. Boy, you make the rest of us, feel so bad. Do you miss the active days? Do you really?
I miss it a lot. It's hard to play something for 26 years, which I did professionally, and not miss it. I mean, you have to love what you're doing to play baseball that long.
And particularly when the Giants... mathematically they're still there, but the last week they were really in contention.
That's right.
And you would have been such a great help to them, I think.
Well, they had a great second half, and thanks to the track that there was a second season, and because we all know that that's why they was running in the race, although they was hot, and I'm not sure what the overall record were, but I'm sure they even played over 500 ball overall this year after such a great second half. But like you say, they're still mathematically in there, and anything can happen, but things are a little dim right now.
What about since Tom Haller was named general manager, and I've heard several of the players say in post-game and pre-game interviews that there's a new spirit of the team. Do you find that?
Well, Bob's been making a lot of positive moves of late, and Tom Haller being one of them. Frank Robinson was one of them. And I really do think that, any time that there's a change like that, I think most of the players get a little excited about it. And Tom Haller, being an organization man and was a former coach and well-liked by all the players, it's hard not to be enthusiastic when a guy like that take over.
So maybe next year they really should be turned on with all those changes and with that new spirit.
I think so, because there's going to be a lot of players changes, I'm sure, during the offseason,
yeah,
too, because Frank Robinson and Tom Haller has already indicated that, and I'm sure next season will be quite an interesting year for the Giants.
Yeah, if you want to talk to Bob Lurie about that, by the way, he's going to be on Ask the Giants tonight from 9 to 10 on KNBR 68. What about the younger players, Willie? Do they still come to you and say, hey, you were one of the greats of the game. Can you teach me how to hit? Do they ask you for pointers?
None of them actually come up to me and ask for me to teach them how to hit. If they don't know how to hit by the time they get to the big leagues, they're in trouble. Because everybody go in slumps, and there are things that a lot of players do wrong, and there are players like myself, and because we have Frank Robinson and Lefevre, who could watch those things and point it out to a player. But yes, players still look up to me. I'm still around the clubhouse occasionally, and they still come over and ask me different pointers.
Want to talk about the goodwill ambassador that you are. Now, you have a golf tournament coming up. It's in November?
November 2nd,
that's
right.
The Willie McCovey March of Dimes golf tournament.
It benefits the March of Dimes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
This is the third annual coming up this year.
So how would anybody get involved in that if they wanted to play?
Well, first of all, we're playing it at the Olympic Club, and we're using both courses out there. And Coach Frank and Mike has played in it every year, and they've emceed the dinner following it every year. And the way to contact it is call the March of Dimes office. Ask for Ellen Miller, and I think that number is 349-9550.
Three, was it again?
349-9550.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Ellen Miller.
Keep that down. And
she'll give them all the details. And I might add that it's become a popular tournament now in the past 3 years.
So you better hurry.
It's really filling up fast. And I'm not saying that just to solicit more golfers, but I'm telling the truth. It is. It's filling up fast. And we have 72 celebrities, and we make sure that there's one in each foursome. So most all of the players that live in the Bay Area participate in it. So all of the threesomes are guaranteed to have at least one local celebrity in their foursome.
Oh, good. Okay, so 349-9550, and that's November the 2nd?
Right.
At the Olympic Club. Mm-hmm. Hey, Willie, thank you very much for coming by, and again, thank you for all the thrills over the years. It's just a delight to talk to you.
It's been my pleasure.
It's 21 before 10 from KNBR 68. Sun is setting pretty on the edge of the...